Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 26, 2026. Cape Ann plowing costs are straining the budgets, and Salem City Councilors are considering the living wage law. Cloudy, breezy, near 60. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:34 p.m. Gloucester Times reports that with this winter's extraordinary snowfall totals, snow removal costs have exceeded projections in all Cape Ann communities, putting them all in the red. The National Weather Service reported Gloucester received 22 to 27 inches of snow during a late January storm alone, but that was just one of the winter's snow events. A late February storm dropped between another foot or two of snow on Cape Ann, with Gloucester reportedly receiving another 22 inches. Facing snow depths like that, it comes as no surprise that Cape Ann communities burn through their respective snow budgets. Gloucester officials report $5.6 million has been committed to pay for winter snow removal operations and are figuring out the best way to cover that cost. In Rockport, Town Administrator Mitch Riera said this winter's snowfall totals essentially matched the severity and amount of the winter of 2015. Riera said the town typically budgets approximately $160,000 for snow and ice operations. The current snow and ice additional funding needed is approximately $400,000, and Essex and Manchester-by-the-Sea are also over the budget due to the harsh winter conditions. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, Salem City Councilors will discuss a proposed ordinance on Thursday night that would raise the wages of over 100 city employees who currently make minimum wage or slightly above. The ordinance proposed by Councilor-at-Large Kyle Davis would raise the wages of 142 seasonal and full-time city employees with hourly wages between $15 and $19 to an hourly rate equaling at least 116% of the annual federal poverty threshold for a family of four, or 120% of the federal or Massachusetts minimum wage, whichever is greatest. Based on these calculations, wages would currently be raised to about $18.75, according to Davis. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Aaron Hickey reports on itemlive.com in Swampscott. Plans to repair a town-owned pier at 391 Humphrey Street were put on hold this week as the Conservation Commission continued its review of the project, citing a pending state review and newly raised questions about the structure's licensing. The proposal calls for in-kind repairs to the timber pier at Scott's Harbor and was open for a public hearing Tuesday night. However, members of the commission ultimately voted to continue the hearing to their April 28 meeting as they await comments from the state's Division of Marine Fisheries, part of the standard review process under the Wetlands Protection Act, which gives the state agencies 30 days to comment on potential environmental impacts on plans like this. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Bishop Fenwick has named former Crusader star Lisa McGloin as their new softball coach. She's been the longtime coach at Concord Carlisle. Lynn English has tabbed Bree Skinner as its new softball coach. She replaces Ashley Aldred, who is now the school's athletic director. Salem News Girls Hockey Player of the Year is Asuka Keo. She plays for Beverly High Co-op Program and is a student at Ipswich High School. And the Gloucester Times has named Gloucester High School senior standout Keegan Jewell as Female Winter Athlete of the Year. Pentucket girls basketball star Amelia Crow has been awarded the Roger Alley Sportsmanship Women Player of the Year. She also was recently named the Cape Ann League's MVP for the second straight year. And the Salem News sports reporters have just put to bed their winter sports coverage. This is Executive Sports Editor Phil Stacey looking ahead to some of what we can expect to be reading about this spring.
Well, you know what? We're excited because we've got a lot of, I feel like, really great spring athletes and teams that we can look forward to. I mean, St. John's Prep lacrosse is going for an unprecedented sixth straight state title. So that's kind of neat. Hamilton Wenham Girls Tennis, who I mentioned, going for their fourth straight state championship there. I mean, I look at baseball. We have the returning Salem News Player of the Year back and Cormac Keeney of Hamilton Wenham. you know, he was unbelievable leading Hamilton, went into the Final Four last year. I mean, God, I think about the baseball guys we have coming back this year. Cal Weidman, Cruz Zizzer at Masco, Beckett Wadowski in Danvers, Shane Crystal in Salem, Jake Crocker at Peabody, Andrew Kirikopoulos at Fenwick, Jacoby Casanelli, Tarasuic at Essex Tech, Caden Schrock at Hamilton Wenham. Same thing with the softball, now that I think about it. Returning player of the year is back there, too. Tessa Francis, the great strikeout machine from Marblehead. I want to say she had like 257 strikeouts last year and hit 381. Lizzie Betancourt at Peabody hit 11 home runs. She's back. She's Liv Liu, Annie Thornett, the great duo at Salem High. They're back. Eddie McCarty, Kyla Maroney are both back in Danvers. Meredith Johnson, Athena McKenna, and Beverly. I mean, I can go on and on and on. These kids were all stars a year ago, and they're all going to be back this spring. It looks like all that snow we had this winter is finally gone, and or for the most part, it's going to cooperate for us, so we'll get the season started on time. Matt and I are really looking forward to getting out to some games again and writing about these spring athletes.
That's Salem News Executive Sports Editor Phil Stacey. In the pros, it's opening day for the Red Sox on the road in Cincinnati. They open the 2026 season this afternoon at 4:10 against the Reds. The Bruins beat Buffalo 4-3 in overtime last night, and the Celtics storm past the Thunder 119-109. Both teams are off tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.